Let's start with Parshat Vayigash. Parshat teaches us that Yosef, it says, Vayaris Agolis. When Yaakov saw the Agolis, Vatchi Yaakov Aviyam. Somehow he woke him up. Somehow when he saw the Agolis, a lot of different pshatim. What did he see in the Agolis that? So many you use the pshat Vayaris Agolis means, that's okay to bring down, that the last thing they learned was Aglarufa, right? The last thing they learned was a parasha. She reminded that's a raya that he's still from the fact that he reminded that, you know, they have a mice on that with the gro. There's a story on that with the gro. They use this story with that Vayaris Agolis means, he asked a question like this. That the embassy is, you sometimes meet people, they learned a cheder 60 years ago, they tell you, they remember, they learned Elim Mitzias from Yehoi Cheder, right? And the guy hasn't been from the rest of his life. So the fact that you remind him, the last thing he learned, Egla Rufo, what's the raya that he was still from? So the same ice with the girl, there was a woman who was Laguna for many years. And one day, a husband walks in town, he's willing to give a get. And they asked this guy all the questions about the family and everything he knew. The woman said, he's not my husband. He's somebody else. I don't believe he's my husband. And they went back and forth, and whatever they asked him, he knew. So they went to the Groh. So he said, whatever the Groh says. They went to the Lagon, and the Groh said, ask him, take him to Shul, ask him where he sat on Shabbos Shem Brachos, because he left right at the beginning. So they took him to the Shul. He didn't know where to go. And he admitted in the end he wasn't really the husband. He had met the husband somewhere, and he was such a rush that he wanted to play a game that he's going to give a get about, you know, make this Asian woman as Asian, she's going to go and live with another man. That's what a rush he was. So ask the God, how do you know to answer this question? So he says, Arosha Trachlish Ruchnius. He doesn't think about Ruchnius. He would have thought about the family and this. Like today in Shidduchim, the last thing is, you know, how much money they have, how much this. All important things in life they ask, right? You know what? The Ruchnius Chalik is what's important. So I knew he wouldn't know. He wouldn't have prepared the place in Shul. So he says, Pshat, where you learned from this week's Parsha, Yosef could have said, you know, Ty, remember, you bought me that, you know, that sweater with a little elephant on the side, you know. Whatever, you know, he didn't remind his father that the last sweater he bought him. He reminded him of a Gemara, the fact that he used that as a dugma, as a raya, that's what Chiyakabri. That's a sublama yasagolas. There's even a medrash that the Agolas was sent by Paroi, and they had an emblem of the king on the wheels, and they had a shtikla with a zora on the wheels, and they were burnt out. Like Yaris HaGolos, you saw the wagons, that he blotted out the Avodah Zarah. There's all different pshat we have. I want to say a different mahalach of Yaris HaGolos, but before we explain this other mahalach, I'll ask a few questions. Chazal tell us, in this week's parsha, that when it says, Vayev Chal Tzavorov, he cried on his shoulder. Yosef cried on Yaakov's shoulder, but Yaakov didn't cry on Yosef's shoulder. Why? Because it's really Krishma. So again, the pshat we're bothered by, if it's Zman Krishma, Yosef also should be Krishma. Stama, Yosef, Yosef, Shivish, the guy relied on the Grozman, and Yaakov was relying on the Magen Avraham Zman, so there's still enough time to read Krishma, right? Stama, you know, you do the later Zman, right? Watch, if it was Zman Krishma, why isn't Yosef reading Krishma? Right? Again, some do answer that kasha, that Yosef was Oisik Babitzah, keep it of aim. Right? It says, Vayera al Oviv, Rashi's Nira al Oviv. He paid his father, means he wanted his father to get nachas from seeing him. He didn't do it with his own argoshas. So Meli was Oisik Gibla Veim, it's just part of. Mashaik and Yaakov wasn't Oisik in a bit, so you had to read Krishma. Those are halachic to root him. We'll see why. It says in the Zoya brings down from the Pasik, when Yaakov was told by Kodesh Baruch to go to the Mitzrayim, it says, Vayosef Yoshes Yonav al Enecho. Yosef will put, so the Zoya Kodesh says, Do Rosa de Krishma. The Zohar says, what's Dor Roza de Krishma? But Yosef Yosef Yodah Alenecho is going to do with Krishma. What is it going to do with Krishma? Ground and behold, you have to cover your eyes when you say the word Krishma. Right? So therefore, Yosef Yosef Yodah Alenecho, Yosef Yodah Alenecho maybe means covering your eyes for Krishma. What's the Hezbollah Dama? One more kasha. Every morning you say Brachas Shachar. Two brachas, they seem to be the same brachas. You say Pekech Evrim. Open my eyes from being blind. And then it says, Amavishaino Meino, it's still right. Amavishaino Meino. Take the sleep out. What is the two brachas? This is from Shimon Shwantak was bothered by. Why are the two brachas about eyes? means zapekach, everyone covers your eyes. Actually, punktso, I was looking this week a little bit, that Chaim Freelander, the Sefer, he learns, pekicha doesn't mean blind. Why? By yifkachu einei shneim. By Adam and Chava, also has a lost of pekiach. What's pekiach? By yifkachu means they suddenly saw they were naked. It means they weren't physically blind, but they saw deep, they realized something. So pekicha doesn't always mean from physically blind. That's right? It doesn't work well with the way Reb Schwab learns. But I'm just showing there's definitely levels of blindness. So what is these two brachas? Pekach Ivrim and the bracha Mabashenu. So to be mazel with this, I'll tell you a mahalach, which I saw in a sefer, right? In a sefer, it's called Siach O'Maisa. Remember the sefer says over, Agolis comes the lost of eagle. Eagle means a circle. Eagles is a vayaris, Agolis means Yaakov saw, went through life with ups and downs, right? We even know, because Yaakov is Meshalva, right? Yaakov had ups and downs in his life. His pride was Yosef, it was Ben Zekunim Lai. He was taken away from him, his Betzar for 22 years. Suddenly now, he sees Yosef. What does he see, Yosef? He says, Vayaris Agolis, he sees the full circle. He realizes in life, there's many things that we don't understand. When it comes to the end, everything clicks together. That's what a circle is. A circle means when the full thing comes together, so the Agolos comes from Lashon of Eagle. That's what he wants to teach, so that's what it runs. At that moment, Yaakov had, as we say, a moment of Eagle, a moment of everything clicked together. He actually bring the Apter of, wrote a Sefer Oiv Yisrael, and he says, so of course with Derech Hasidus, how does he touch up the Yom Tovik Yisrael Kachamisha Asa Ba'av? Says Chamisha Asa is the 15. Ba'av means Ba'alaf base. The 15th letter of the Aleph base is what? Is Samach. Right? Samach is the 15th letter of the Yom Tovik Yisrael. Why? Because Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lasa is Machol Latzadik. What's a Machol? A circle. That's what he learns. He wants to learn that day of Simcha is a day when you have Taka. The 15th letter is Samach, whenever Simcha. So this Sefer Sech Maisa adds to that. He says, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that it doesn't say Nun in Ashrei, because Nun means Nefila. But nevertheless, in the Samach, it says, Soimech Hashem L'chala Neiflim. Ramon Yishu is going to. She says, what's the difference between a Nun and a Samach? A Nun is a half a circle. A person is falling when he's in the middle of something. Doesn't know what's going on. He sees everything. Samach is when your full circle comes together. Then you realize everything there was for cheshbon. So the soimach Hashem l'chol ha'neiflim. The samach helps the neifl. The neifl is someone which is a half a circle. When the samach makes it. So I was saying this over this morning. Talmud of Ramosha Shapiro told me that Ramosha Shapiro was very busy with this Indian of Shira. What is Shira? Shira comes from the word Shirim is a bracelet. It's called, right? What's the Lashon of Pasuk, right? They gave by Rivka. What did it say? It says Lashon of Shirim, which is a bracelet that's called a Shir. Shirim is a full circle. What's a full circle? When the Avar and the Asid joins together and you see the full picture, then you sing Shira. Look at the language he says of Oz Yoshir. Oz, the past. Yosh is the future. When they come together, that's what Shira is. That's what Shira is. So someone else mentioned to me, the word Nes is also like that. The Nun and the Samach come together. That's what the word Nes, right? Nun and Samach comes together, Nes. So definitely Yaakov had this moment of eagle, Vayaris Agolis, this circle. Memela, at that moment, you know what he said? He said, Krishma. What does Krishma do for you? Krishma, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, which is Midas HaRachamim. Elokeinu is Midas HaDin. So in times we have in life which when things are Midas Rachmim, times in life which Midas Adin. But when does it come together? It's Hashem Echad. When you see the whole picture, you realize the Din, the Rachmim, all becomes one. There's a fascinating Hamik Dovar in this week's Parsha. The Hamik Dovar, the Netziv says, that you know one of the reasons why the Ramban says why Yosef didn't send a message to his father, because he was trying to bekaim the chalomos, he was trying to bekaim the dreams. He said, the first dream we know that the Shvat about him, but the second dream his father had about him. Where do we find the Yaakov about him? She says, interesting. He says that what Yosef did, that when Yaakov came to meet Yosef, he dressed up like a Mitzri, and was hoping that Yaakov would bow down to him, thinking there's a mitzvah, he's not, otherwise not respectful, he should bow to him. And Mamela, he'll be Makayim the dreams that way. Because it says in the Pasuk, after it says, Vayera el Aviv, what happens is, he says in the Netziv, that Taka Yaakov, when he came there, he saw this mitzvah, and he bowed to him. And then Vayera el Aviv means he took off his mask, his shoulder is Yosef. Yaakov that moment says that he was very angry. That's what the Netziv says. It's not your job to Makayim the dreams at the expense of Kibbutz. He was like upset. So he read Krishma. He says, you know why? Because whenever you're upset, you read Krishma, you'll pull yourself together. That's how the Netziv learns. Krishma brings you, in other words, sometimes you have a life, right? People think Krishma is have to do with all the diktuk Krishma Yisrael. Very nice. But the Krishma is Kabbalah's oil malchishmaim. To realize Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. A lot of munah for Krishma. Krishma is not only about saying the words with all the diktukim. Right, the Mishnah is living Krishma. Vahaftas Hashem lekecho. You love Hashem b'chol levavcho, b'shnei yitzarecho. Right, everything b'chol nafshecho, willing to give my life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Krishma is not just a kriya, it's not just a kriya, it's living Krishma. It's mamish living. Right, what Rebbe Akiva is saying, Masa yovel yozma kamen, my whole life I went in b'chol nafshecho. When he read Krishma, means he was experiencing in his mind when I'm going to get the opportunity to give up my life for Krishma. That's his. So Yaakov Avinu, in a time when he's upset, he reads Krishma. That's what the Netziv learns. That's what Krishma's for. He writes, he says, Yosef, anyway, that the sister was wrong because he brings a halachic, the kshayla, if a person bows to Beis Avodah Zorah, thinks of Beis HaKnesses, it's not called, he did Avodah Zorah. So if he's bowing to thinking that it's para and it's really Yosef, you want Makayim the dreams. In the halachically, it didn't work. That's what the Netziv. In the Netziv. So now, no, but he's like, that's what I'm saying. The civil actually throws in, they're not necessarily use Makayim the dream that way. But whatever he is, Yaakov read Krishma. What is Krishma? What do? You put your hands over your eyes and you realize, stop thinking. Let the Rabbanim Shalom take care of everything that I see in life. Let me not think about it too much. You look at the Meshachach, but he learns on that. So Yosef, from the parish of Yosef, Yoshis Yodan Anecho. When you see the whole picture, you realize in life things that you don't understand. From the parish of Yosef, doesn't mean Yosef will close your eyes. From the parish of Yosef, Yoshis, a person will put his hands over his eyes when he doesn't understand something. He'll be totally mavatal himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of Yosef. Says Reb Schwab, this is the Sefer Mishcha Shemen. So Rebbe Man, he brings down his Mamorim over here that he heard from Shemesh Schwab. Pekeach Ivrim means physical eyesight. That's what you see. You need light. A person wakes up, right? Hamavishenamainai is be able to have eyesight and way to understand things. That's why Hamavishenamainai. The different levels of intellect through vision. That's exactly the two levels you have in the bracha in the morning, he says. Shemati Bagor Mishimishwab, Bir Nifle, he says. Right? He says. Sheyesh Avshem Asalchim Banaim Pekuchos. So even though they can physically see, but their seichel they don't see. That's the idea of Amava Shein Ma'ena is more than just Prakeach Ivrim. That's how he wants to learn the two brachas of eyes. And this is what a person, when you see the full circle, that's when Yaakov, he saw these agolis, that's when he says, you know, that there's a story I saw, was said over by Rabbi Falk from Gates. He said an interesting story. He said there was a bach, it was a little tzaflogan. He took a taxi to a forest to air out a little bit. But he was such a tzaflogan bach, when he got out of the taxi, he forgot to pay the taxi. Anyway, taxi waiter realized, forget it, this bach is not going to come back. So he went off. And suddenly this bach realized he didn't pay the taxi. So he ran. He started running towards the taxi. And every light, Mamish almost got to the taxi. He kept missing it. He kept running right. After about 10 lights, he caught up with the taxi. He knocks on the window of this taxi, and he says to the driver, I forgot to pay you. Yeah, I want to pay you. He says, how did he get here? He says, I ran all the way to pay you. I was so nispal. I mean, he wasn't a religious taxi driver. And the guy ran after paying. Okay, end of the story. This bacha, 30 years later, became a yungoman already. 30 years later, he sees a sign that there's a darshan giving a shir on Kiddush Hashem. Okay. He liked the topic. And he went into the street, enjoyed the shir very much. But the speaker actually says that whenever you do a Kiddush Hashem, you'll see the fruits You'll see the outcome from such a Kiddush Hashem. So this fella, after the shiur, he went up to the speaker and he says, you know, I want to tell you something. He says, I did a Kiddush Hashem years ago, 30 years ago. I ran after this taxi and it was mamish the small. I never saw anything from it, he says. He says, Habibi, you know who that taxi driver was? I'm the taxi driver, he says. I was the guy, I was so nispal that a bocha could run so far just to pay me. I always had tainas on the charedim. And I see that how good they are. I changed my whole life. I became a Baal Tshuva. And slowly, slowly became. So now you see now that was what you did. That's the story, he says. You know, you have to hear. Huh? It's a good story. So you have to know, right? Sometimes, in other words, Avada, everything is a circle. You know, they say over. If you look at this. Look at this week. This week's parsha talks about Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim. You know, Binyamin had 10 sons. Dom had one son called Chushim. Chushim was hard of hearing. So when they went to shul, you can imagine, Chushim goes to shul. He has this one kid that's hard of hearing. And he sees behind his brother, Binyamin, is coming to shul. With a gilzer chever. 10 sons, you imagine, walking to shul with his 10 sons. And he's walking there with his shvacha son. You go to parsha Bamidbar, and you see when they count Klal Yisrael, Don is the biggest shevet, Binyamin is the smallest shevet. So sometimes when you see everybody else having atzlocha, and somehow you see by you, nothing's working out, just wait for the circle to finish. If you wait a little longer, you'll see things turn around. And sometimes what you thought was bad, end up being no, there was a whole cheshbon why. How things work out in the end. That's how you learn. You learn from this parsha of Yosef. What the agolis of life is. There's wheels, there's wagons, there's ups and downs. That's the person has to learn from this parsha. Okay, let's learn another nekuda from the parsha. There's a push lekabra. Today we live in a world that we have to deal with emotions, right? That's the way, right? We're busy, very busy. The therapist industry is very busy with emotions. Let's learn a little bit from this parsha. What does it mean, a little bit of emotions? Because there's a vart from the Maral. The Maral says, Vayaris Agolis, the Maral says that why Yaakov was reading Krishna. In Guri Arya, the Maral writes, that Yaakov was reading Krishna. Why was he reading Krishna? Wasn't his man Krishna, like we said before, wasn't his man Krishna. He was reading Krishna, says the Maral, because at that moment, when he saw Yosef, he had such ava to Yosef, he wanted to channel that ava into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he says, Vahaftas HaShalakei HaKalav HaVachal Mavshach. That's what he wanted. He wanted to channel that ava into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say a story, the Chofetz Chaim lost a son-in-law, and they say over something like that after he died, so till now you can have a for him, but now you can have a for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's stories like that, that people, the Vilna, actually the Gur Arya writes this. Anyway, the Sefer Tfer Shimshon from Shimshon Pinkas, when he says Reb Chaim Brisker was told his vart, he was very, I don't know if they told him the name of the Maral. He doesn't say that. When they told him this vart, he says, Legzich nish arayin de egen ha-hargoshes in the Torah. Don't put your own feelings in the Torah. You think Yaakov wasn't capable to have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu without his love for Yosef? He didn't like the whole vart. Reb Chaim did not. If you look at it, it's interesting. It's Tfer Shimshon. He did not like this vart. In other words, because many times today, we have perspective of the worlds based on what the idea of the Dor is. Today, in other words, the emotional part of a person is very important to the world today. Right? It used to be, you know, emotions were something suppressed. You weren't allowed to talk about emotions. Today, it's very bad. So now, because we're very busy with emotional, so we touch up psukim based on, you know, on an emotional level. So that's what Reb Chaim didn't like. You, in other words, you're putting your zich in the Torah. You're putting your own agosh in the Torah. But I want to bring a raya a little bit to Reb Chaim from this week's parsha. So there's not only that. It says in Pasuk, when the brothers revealed to Yosef, they're going back. When Yosef revealed himself to the brothers, they're going back to Yaakov. It says, Al tirgazu badarch. Don't get lost on the way. What do we do? Al Rashi says they shouldn't be oisig with Barloch. Why? He was worried they'll start talking and learning. And you know how people talk and learning? If you know how you talk and learn, there's a story of Avada Yosef. You know the story of Avada Yosef? He went out with his wife. So the first time he came to the date, Avada Yosef came to the date. He started talking to his shver in learning. They got such a heated discussion, it lasted for hours. There was no time to go out afterwards. Okay, shine. He got involved. The next time he came again. Gave him another chance. He came again. Same thing. They got involved in learning. The girl says, I'm out. Give him one more chance. He's not going to talk when he comes in. There was a Shiloh, I think, on the Mizoyna, sort of a whole Shiloh. In the end, okay, she went out with him. Right? Sometimes he said, Yosef was worried about this. Al-Tirgzabadar, you're going to end up learning, And you're going to end up getting a discussion. It's going to take too long for you to get to I want you, I know. You got to go back to Yaakov. That's what he tells you, Madarach. Now, if you would ask their therapists, after Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, what would you think on the way home? What do you think all the brothers are going to talk to each other about? Most of them are going to say, look what happened, your fault, my fault, this blame, self-blame, you know, all the books, you know how many books is, right? So they're going to write about what happens. Either blame themselves or they blame the other guy and look at, you know, there are plenty of tainus once the whole picture comes in. But Yosef was not worried about they're going to do that. Yosef was worried about one thing, don't learn. Because then once Yosef, now they know who Yosef is, finish. Next thing you do is you hope you're safe and you're learning again, right? That's easy. Well, right? Hargosha, well, that's, you know, that's halacha. That's how a person has to, right? That's how a person, that's how you learn paket. They didn't have, there was no emotional. The second Yosef revealed, let's go to their father. That's what you see. Lamaisa, we do find interesting in this week's parsha, Reb Shimon Schwab, in my base of Shevas, says something actually about emotions. He does say. It says when Yaakov and Yosef and Binyamin met, it says, Bochal Savorov, Binyamin, Yosef cried on the neck of, it says, Savorov, Loshen Rabim, and Binyamin cried on Savor Shel Yosef, Loshen Yochitz. So Rashi says that these two are Maramas, but then Yosef cried of Binyamin means the two Bata Migdosh that were Chorov, which was built in Binyamin's Chelik. And by Binyamin crying on Yosef is referring to the Mishkan that was in Yosef's chelik, so that's what they cried for. So he asked the obvious question. He asked, I mean, two brothers meet after so many years, so they're crying out of emotion. What is Chazal learning, right? Even a Yeki can ask a question about emotional. Two brothers meet each other after so many years, so they can have a little bit of emotion. Where did Chazal see in the words of the Torah that says, that right, they see in the words of the Torah that says that they two cried of Bata Migdash and Mishka. The Pasuk is told my regular. She brings out a word from Matka Pagamansky. Matka Pagamansky, it's the manager's Gadol, that survived the war in Matka Pagamansky. So he said over that there's a medrash. The question is where this medrash is. But there's a medrash that says, Mach Hashem Dimo Al Kaponim, right? Unfortunately, every Hesped, right? We finish off the words. Mach Hashem Dimo. Hashem's going to wipe away all tears and Al Kaponim. Afilo Dimo Shel Simcha. Lassad Lavoi, the Rebbeinu Shel is going to even wipe away the tears of Simcha. What's Pshat? She says of a Mordig Yisoid, says he. He says the Yisoid is, then why is there Taka? Well, you know, sometimes a person can cry so much, and it sounds like he's laughing. Like the laughing, crying sometimes, if you listen from an outside room, you can't sometimes even tell the difference. He says, he saw it, that once the Beis HaMikdash Chorof, all Simcha Be'etzem was Chorof, right? The Gemara says, Mishla Yiro Simcha's Beis HaSheva Yiro Simcha Miyamav. Really, Simcha has gone from the world once the Beis HaMikdash Chorof. So he says, Zogre Matcha Pagamansky, he brings it down, that what happens is, in the Golas, if you get too much with Simcha, Rabbi Yishe wants to temper the Simcha, she makes you start tearing, to suppress that simcha. That simcha shouldn't expand too much. That's where the tears of joy come from. That's why Mach Hashem Dimo Al Kaponim, Lassad Lavoi, there won't be any suppression in the simcha. There won't be tears anymore. The simcha will be able to expand to its full level. The tears is all a way of to rather to hold back that the simcha couldn't go to its full level. That's how he learns. Rather, they told this from Chaim Kanievsky, looking safe as Derech Sicha, they told this Vart over, he says, he doesn't agree with the Vart. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says, the Sheish Temois, Sholosh, Sholran, Sholosh Shel Simcha. There's tears of Simcha. He didn't agree with the Vart based on Chazal. But the Maisim Shemesh Wablans, that you see, that even Agosha, but Agosha is, this Agosha we have of Simcha, tears of joy, is all related to Chorban, according to Shwab. I mean, that's what I'm saying, that's Agosha. You see, but Lamaisa, nevertheless, there is something part of Yadus to have something Hargosh in Yiddishkeit. There is. Where do we see this? In this parsha, it says when Yaakov was told that Yosef is alive, he says the pasuk says that Yaakov says Elach v'areno terem almos. Let me go and see him before I die. What is this word, b'terem omis, before I die? Like, what's so important? So the Sefer Be'er Yosef is bothered by. You know, you have a mitzvah to do. You want to chop around before you die. He wants to see his son. Yaakov needs to, you know, his brother. Yaakov says, I have to see his son. If Yaakov says, I have to see before I die, obviously it must be a tzorech mitzvah, must be tzorech something. It's not just because he has gaguim on his son. He's like a brother. So you know what he says? He says a pshat like this, that Yaakov was afraid that even though he now knew that Yosef was alive, and even if Yaris HaGolos, he knew there was still Isaac in the sugya of Egla Rufa. He's still busy there, right? They say, Vavitz, right? Yehuda Sholach Lafon of Lasley, based on Talmud, you know? Based on Talmud, he learned very slowly. So 21 years late, 22 years, he's still in the same sugya, right? The yeshiva they had there was a based on, right? So in other words, he knew there was still Isaac, but he was afraid. Listen, this is what the Be'er Yosef says. He was afraid that Yosef, even though living in Mitzrayim, Lamaisa, he hasn't seen, as we say, the cultural part of Judaism means when you don't live amongst other Yidden, so you know the son of Goshas, he wasn't living in the house of Yaakov. He didn't know how to say Krishna the same way as Yaakov said his Krishna. With the whole Bren, like we say in Nishmas, the words are Kolat Smoisai Tamarno. You have to say it with the whole life. So what Yaakov wanted, he wanted to see Yosef before his eyes and say Krishna in front of Yosef. They should remember the dogma that what it means to see in front of his face what a Krishna looks like in the home of Yaakov. That's what he wanted to do. That was the tachlis where he was going. And that's why he says when he met him, El Chavarenu Terem Amos, because he wanted to give him that one last picture. He didn't realize, according to the right, that Yaakov Be'emes, Yosef Be'etzim have it, because what held him back from doing the chait? So Yosef, the Emes, is the reason why he survived, because he had the Mustak Yoinah. But Yaakov was afraid that. Yaakov had no clue. He knew they was from, but he didn't know. You know, he's living out of town too long. He wanted him, you know, to get a little more in. He didn't want a little more in towny. You know, we're living out of town without the magazines to know what's going on in town, right? Today, even the out of towners know what goes on in town. It used to be, you live out of town, your little Yiddishkeit was a little more toned down. So he wanted to make him back, you know, in town, but in mitzvahs he wanted to make in town. With our gosh of mitzvah, that's what he learns. So I've added this room for our gosh when it comes to mitzvah. A person puts his koichas into a mitzvah. And he puts his whole life, b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol moidecho. I've added that was Yaakov trying to do. So you have to know when to use our goshes, when not to use our goshes. If you can use...
He was going to die at that point then?
He wants to make sure before he dies. Nothing to do with dying. He wanted to give that opportunity to Yosef. He felt that last chance, give him one more chance to see him saying Krishna. They should have a vision. You know, sometimes people never get sick before they die. And there's a whole debate amongst if the grandchildren should go and visit their grandparents in a hospital, if they're going to remember the last thing, you know, the grandparents, you know, full in a hospital beds with tubes and unconscious. In other words, is that going to make an impression on the child? He's going to leave, oh, he remembers Zaidi like that. That's what he remembers. Or do you leave them with memories, better memories, you know, memories. Should you pray out? These are questionable, chinuch questions.
So,
no. This is from Be'er Yosef. This is what's from Be'er Yosef. Right. Anyway, Al Kaponim, Hagoshes do play a role in Yiddishkeit. We have to know when to use them. That's all. Okay. I have a good Shabbos.
Again, this is not going to go on to